The U.S. government has a history of discriminating against farmers of color. Now groups in Pittsburgh are spearheading efforts to make the sector more diverse. WESA's On Lee Herring reports that could help avert an impending shortage of agricultural workers. It's the fourth installment in the series, Farmers Wanted.
More than 99% of farm producers in Pennsylvania are white, according to federal estimates. Pittsburgh's Homewood neighborhood, meanwhile, is more than 90% Black. That's one reason why the Black Urban Gardeners and Farmers of Pittsburgh Cooperative established its farm in Homewood.
We first acquired this land in 2017 from the City of Pittsburgh Adopt-a-Lot process.
Raqui Bajamu Osaberu is founder and executive director of the cooperative. There used to be several residential properties here, but the buildings were torn down a long time ago. Now there are raised beds, a honeybee yard, and a hoop house, which is like a greenhouse. The farm holds classes on how to grow different types of food, and Ajamu Osaberu says that's important in a neighborhood that hasn't had a grocery store for more than 25 years.
We're serious about autonomy in our community. We can't wait on outside people to help us.
Her group is working with other organizations to start a cooperative grocery store owned by community members where local growers can sell their food. Given the past seizure of indigenous lands, unfulfilled promises following slavery, and discriminatory lending practices, Ajamu Osaberu says people in her community feel alienated from farming.
So for a long time, and even sometimes today, our people don't, because of slavery, we don't want to do that, or we don't want to be getting our hands dirty.
But she says if Black communities grow more of their own food, they can make it a point of pride and overcome the cultural barriers. Tacumba Turner says that shift would come with concrete benefits. He trains high school students at another urban farm in Homewood called Oasis Farm and Fishery.
What's at stake is the potential of multiple generations of people who may not get to flourish because they're malnourished or don't have access to food. You know what I'm saying? There's cognitive impacts to your diet, your mood, and your life outcome and expectancy.
Turner says racial disparities show that today's food economy doesn't work for poor and minority neighborhoods. He says it's important to promote minority ownership in agriculture.
But, you know, ultimately you're still competing. So it's not just like, oh, we're going to form this thing we all own, and then that's it. Like, no, we still have to, like, scale this. We still have to operate much like a business.
That's why he teaches students at Oasis Farm and Fishery not just the technical aspects of growing food, but also the leadership and thinking skills they'll need to start and run their own ventures. That approach has gotten traction. Since 2019, the state has certified apprenticeships in farm management.
Now I'm managing these greens, and then I'm managing all the herbs, because that's what I wanted to do after this. Like, you know, when I have my own farm, I want to have an herb farm.
Subarna Sijapati is one of seven apprentices at New Morning Farm in South Central PA along the Tuscarora mountain ridge. For his training, he oversees different crops and takes business classes. It's a career change for him. He used to run his own catering company, but he had to close it when COVID hit. He now lives on the farm, an hour and a half from his family in Gettysburg.
So Saturday night I go home, and then I spend night Sunday night, drive here early 4 in the morning to come back to work.
That can be too much to ask of people who might otherwise consider a career in ag. Dan Dalton helps run the apprenticeship program through the nonprofit PASA Sustainable Agriculture.
I think if we had more urban farms across the state, we could place a lot more folks because they seem to want to be closer to the cities than further out.
He says of the roughly 70 people who have been deemed eligible for apprenticeships, only about 25 have matched with farms and gotten training. So building an agricultural workforce, especially a diverse one, might be more a matter of bringing farms to more people than bringing more people to existing farms. Anlie Herring in Pittsburgh.